It is the pre-match warm-up, the first home game of the season on Sunday afternoon. It's Ian Ryan, Amelia Bonner, Damian Cavana and Pete Bolster. As per usual, we will get the opposition view a little bit later in the show. But Amelia, it is the first one. It always feels quite special to go back to Anfield. It's one for the calendar. But I think maybe even more special this time round, because for the first time in a long time, there will be a new fella leading them on the home bench.
Yeah, I like that in the press conference, they were like, it's exciting, isn't it? First one. And all he would give you was, well, it's not the first. I had a bit of pre-season where you went, go on, just say you're buzzing. Just say you can't wait for that crowd, because it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a very different crowd, a completely different atmosphere. And it obviously means a hell of a lot more. So it's exciting. And I felt like, I don't know, he looked a lot happier than a previous press conference. And I hope he's going into it feeling buoyed and excited and supported. And I think that what's important about this game is that it's the first chance, really, that all of us, not just fans that kind of got to go away to Ipswich, that all of us get to show that we're going to keep that promise to Jurgen Klopp from the end of last season, that we are 100% bought in from minute one, that we're behind him and that we're going to be enthusiastic and give him all of our love. So I think it's going to be amazing and it's going to be a historic one and it'll be an incredible atmosphere.
I think it will be, Cav. I think it's one of those where you never want to take it for granted. The first home game, you still get that kind of special feeling as you're approaching the ground and stuff. But for Liverpool, there's a job to be done. The record in home fixtures, they've won 10 out of the last 11 at home at the start of a campaign. So it's pretty solid. They've not lost any in the last 20. So in terms of importance, you want to kick off his managerial reign at home well. He did the business last week. The team did the business last week. But you want to keep the momentum going.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're all excited, aren't we? In this room right now. You can feel how happy everyone is. Great. I mean, for me, I didn't go last week, so the season starts now. And Anfield, hopefully the sun's shining. Who knows what's going to happen this season? Everything's possible. The sky's the limit.
Get your shorts ready.
Oh, well, yeah, I'll tell you what. I'll go for it. Yeah, now you're back. So, yeah, it's just... He did make a very encouraging start, and I do like his manner. I do like his approach. I do think we've got a very good squad, and I know people are frustrated about signings and stuff at the moment. Well, let's focus on the good stuff, right? Them lads are good enough to win that game. That coach, you know, has got a lot of experience, a lot of good pointers, and so now he's going to see if he can fulfil his potential at Anfield. The Anfield crowd, Liverpool usually win at home. Liverpool have done well predominantly over the last 10 or 11 seasons, whatever that record is, so that reflects it. I expect Liverpool to win at Anfield whenever they play. So it's just, there's all the ingredients there for seeing people you haven't seen since May, who you spend a lot of time with as friends, you spend a lot of emotion together, your highs and your lows, and it's all coming back, and it's a great feeling. So there's from an emotional point of view with your friendships, your long-standing friendships and people you've got loads in common with, there's all that to look forward to. And I think Liverpool's particularly the second half performance was very encouraging. And last season was an encouraging season in a lot of ways, with gaps in them, don't get me wrong, but given the season before, it showed that Liverpool does look a club as if it's got a plan, although there are still shortcomings in it before the end of the window. So let's focus on the positives, because we can't change anything between now and then. Let's get up there and flatten Brentford